This Sunday, voters in Ukraine head to the polls to elect a president. It's a crowded race, but the frontrunner, Volodymyr Zelensky, is well known across the country, and not for politics. Zelensky is the star of this hit TV show in Ukraine. Back there he was, playing the role of the Ukrainian president. Margaret Coker is managing editor for the online news organization Coda Story. She's been following this election. Margaret, welcome.
Hi, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So I'll tell you what, this sounds like a story of life imitating art in Ukraine. Tell us about this actor turned politician who may well be the next president.
Yes, it's definitely a new twist on fact and fiction. So there is one of the most popular TV shows in Ukraine is a program called Servant of the People. And it's basically, you know, Ukrainian goes to Washington in that old Jimmy Stewart movie that we know so well in the States. So a school teacher decides that he wants to clean up corruption and he suddenly becomes president. And the man who plays this character on TV is called Volodymyr Zelensky. And he is now running for president in real life. So when you're talking to Ukrainians now ahead of the polls this weekend, you know, they are super excited that this man who entertains them on TV once a week and has this very famous acting troupe that goes across the country on tours, he might turn into their next national leader, even though he has no political experience whatsoever.
And I understand he has the backing of a powerful TV network that also has a grudge against the current president, Petro Poroshenko.
That's right. In Ukraine, since the breakup of the Soviet Union, you know, there have been mega millionaires that they call oligarchs. And one of these oligarchs runs the TV network on which Zelensky's TV program runs. And so Zelensky has a lot of free airtime, shall we say. It doesn't hurt his chances in the presidential polls that he has a new season of his popular TV show that has just started in March. So every week, Ukrainians can see him play his popular character on TV, and they can also see him in advertisements as well as campaign rallies. So yeah, the oligarch that runs the TV network is making sure that his preferred candidate is being plastered everywhere.
And what about the Petro Poroshenko? How did he fall so far behind? Because wasn't he something of a hero just a few years ago when he stood up against Russia's annexation of Crimea?
That's right. Back in 2014, there was a lot of tumult in Ukraine. There was the popular revolution that happened in the streets of the capital, Kiev. They overthrew one president seen too close to Russia, and Pyotr Poroshenko came in and helped keep the nation together at a time when Russian-backed insurgents were waging war in the eastern province of Donbass, and Russia itself has tried to annex Crimea, another very major province of Ukraine. So amid all of this almost civil war, Poroshenko's done a great job in keeping the nation together and trying to keep the economy afloat at a time of a huge depression. And analysts say now that he's almost a victim of his own success. He's done so well that voters feel like they can take a chance on an outsider, and that outsider is Zelensky.
And he's not out of it yet, because there could be a runoff later in the year, depending on how this weekend's vote goes.
That's right. All the polls at this point show Zelensky is definitely in the lead, but he doesn't have a simple majority, which is necessary to win outright. So everyone is expecting that this presidential election is going to go to a runoff, and there'll be three top candidates. One of them will be Zelensky, the comedian turned politician, Poroshenko, the incumbent, and a third person, a woman who's a former prime minister.
Now, we mentioned Crimea. Of course, this is a very sore spot for many Ukrainians after 2014 and the annexation. What role is that playing in this election, and are the Russians paying attention?
Well, I think definitely the Russians are paying close attention to this right now. The fact of the matter is, though, that people who live in Crimea won't be voting in the Ukrainian elections. They are de facto now part of Russia. So they're basically a blank slate. Nobody is polling them, and they're not going to participate. What Russia probably cares more about is if they can do business and keep doing backroom deals with the next presidential winner, whoever he or she may be.
Finally, I want to ask you about the shadow that Paul Manafort has cast over Ukrainian politics over the past couple of years. Of course, this is the former Trump campaign manager who was very active in the past in his support for the former pro-Russian president, Viktor Yanukovych. That was very controversial work. I just wonder if Paul Manafort's name is percolating at all, or if it still resonates with people in Ukraine as they get ready to vote again for president.
Well, Manafort himself isn't a talking point, but the symbolism of what Manafort has done is definitely part of this campaign. I mean, one of the Achilles heels of the incumbent, Poroshenko, is that he's seen as not making any headway in cleaning up corruption. And Manafort, of course, became such a scandalous figure in Ukraine, if not in America, because he was seen as taking bribes and being part of this kind of shadow black economy that has been thriving in Ukraine to the detriment of the national economy at large. So Poroshenko's lack of ability to try and clean up the swamp and put people on trial for corruption is one of the reasons why he may actually lose this race.
Hmm. That's Margaret Coker. She's managing editor for the online news organization CODA Story. Margaret, thanks for talking to us about this.
Yeah, you're welcome.